We're on the bottom of Yud Chesamid Beis. The Gemara says that it has a shaila whether after Churban Habayis, Batal Megillas Tainis or not. All the Yomim Tovim that were listed because of Nisan that happened during the time of Bayis Sheni, were they Batal after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, or were they not Batal? Gemara wants to bring a raya from a yom that they made on Gimel Tishrei, because they were mevatel the mention of Hashem's name in Shtaros. And the Chora, if it was what's it called, after Churban Habayis, or what's it called, yeah, Gimel Tishrei was a yontif during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and because when it's Shalom, when it's Beis HaMikdash, then the Sosin was Simcha, and the Agav, we mentioned the Rambam that said they even fasted on Tisha B'Av in the second Beis HaMikdash. That was only in the times when there were Tzoras. There were times during the time of the Beis HaMikdash where there were Tzoras, and it was a yontif. Okay, so they made a yontif. So mashma that this was after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, they made it into a yontif, Gimel Tishrei. So what the Gemara says, if the first ones were bottled, how do you make new ones? Must be that Megillas Titus wasn't bottled. The Gemara answers, it's talking in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they made Gimel Tishrei a yontif. The Gemara says the tape lay. The Havile Yom Shenerek Bogedalya Ben Achika. Right, Lechora, if it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then Gibel Tishrei anyway was a yontif. It was the yontif of Tzom Gedalya, which was a yontif. It wasn't a Yom Tzora, it was a yontif. So why did they have to make a yontif on Gibel Tishrei? Omer Rav, Lo Nitzlecho El Lesor Eshel Afanav. No, they had to make it a yontif, the Rabbanon, to Asa the day before Betinus. The days before and after are only also Betinus, not behested. Even those days that are also behested are stronger days of Megillas Tainus. The days before and the days after were also also. Zemura says that's why, if it would have been because of what's it called, Yom Shenerek Bo Gedalya Ben Achikam, so that was already Medivrei Kabbalah, we'll see. That was not the Rabbanan, and it didn't need Chizuk. And therefore they wouldn't be also the day before and the day after. But anything that was awesome in the Rabbanan, because of Megillas Tainus, both the day before and the day after was awesome. So in order to Asa the day before and the day after, they made it an extra yontif, the Rabbanan, to Asa the day before and the day after. Where it says, Shalafon of Nomi Tepikle, the Havi Leyom Shalacharosh Chodesh. Right, Lechora, the day before Gimel Tishrei is Beis Tishrei. It's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So Lechora, Rosh Chodesh, you can't, what's it called, fast. So you can't fast the day after also. Just like, Mar says, no, Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa. With Daraisa, the boy Chizuk. Rosh Chodesh is Minat Torah. And therefore, you don't need a Chizuk to be Mechazik Divrei Torah. The Tanya, Hayom Yehoeva Haksub Megillas Tainus. Asurin Bein Lefnei and Bein Lachareyan. The days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, not only are you osur to either fast or do hespedim on that day, but you can't fast the day before or the day after either. Shabbos is the Yomim Tovim, hey masur lefnei lachem matur. But Shabbos and Yontif, well, you can't fast, but the day before them, Erev Shabbos, and Sunday, you're allowed to fast. Why hefresh ben zeh lezeh? What's the difference between them? Halavu divrei Torah, the ein divrei Torah tzrichin chizuk. Halavu divrei sofrim, divrei sofrim tzichu chizuk. These are minat Torah, and minat Torah they don't need chizuk. So the day that's also is also. We're not afraid that if you fast the day before or the day after, you're going to come to fast on Shabbos and Yontif. But we are afraid that if we let you fast the day before or the day after a Yontif the Rabbanon, then you'll watch it. Well, these days of Megillas Tainus that you'll forget and you'll fast on the day itself too. Let's see Rashi till here. The Tepik Lei, Id Beis HaMikdash HaVikayim, B'lav HaHachi HaVi Yontif. We're talking on Gimel Tishrei during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Yontif anyway. The Hainu Tzom Gedalia, which was a Yontif. The Kari Rachmanim Muadim Tovim Bizman HaBayis. when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, and there were no special tzaras, according to the Rambam, then it was a yontif. Lo nitzrach ha'hada hadr kavua, the Megillus Tainis al-Dover Zeh, el lesser esmo gam hu betainis. Tell me that the day before it was also Asr. Had it been Asr only because of Tzom Gedalia, then it wouldn't have been Asr the day before, because Tzom Gedalia is mentioned in the Pasuk. It's like Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah. That some say Megillus Esther, because mentioned in Tanakh, has a din of Doraisa. They ask the Kasha, how come if it's a Suffolk city, whether it's a walled city or not, whether why do we read the Megillah on both days, right? L'chora Suffolk Darabonon, L'kula. So there's all different answers. One of the answers is it's not a Suffolk Darabonon, because Megillah says it's Divrei Kabbalah and has a din of Doraisa. Elalasar Esmo Gambu Batayas, Kidamrin Lakame, Hayomi Hailak Subin Megillah. Their osur, and the day before and the day after is osur. Rosh Chodesh, Moed Doraisa. Rosh Chodesh is a Moed Min HaTorah, Mashmal, and Rosh Chodesh is not allowed to fast. You don't have to dafke eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. That's why if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't go back. Because you don't have to dafke eat bread, but you have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Doraisa lo boy chizuk, less of the fun of the achrot. Avid Yemei Megillus Tainis to Rabbanon, Utsrichim Chizuk. You shouldn't come to fast on the yontif itself, so they asked the day before fasting or the day after. But even those days that are asr behesped of Megillus Tainis, the day before and after is not asr behesped, only betainis. The tapek lay the havi le yom shalifne yom shenerg bo gedali ben achika. Right? L'chora, that day the second day of Tishrei. Why does that have to be Asr? Because they had to Asr the third day of Tishrei in order, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, to make a Yontif on the third day of Tishrei, even though it was a Yontif already, so the second day should be Asr. But the second day anyway is Asr. Not because it's the day after what's it called Rosh Chodesh, it's because the day before Tzom Gedalia, which is a Yontif. Om Ravashi, Gedalia ben Achikam, Divrei Kabbalah hu, the Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah domi. We said this before. And Tzom Gedalia itself would not be also the day before, because it has a din of Divrei Torah, because it's Divrei Kabbalah. It's mentioned in the Tanakh. Rashi Yom Shlifnei, Vahu Lav Doraisa, Hu Boi Chizuk. Right? Tzom Gedalia is not Doraisa, so it needs Chizuk. Morris says, yeah, it's like Doraisa, because it's Divrei Kabbalah. Okay. Mosiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. The Esrin, the Timnei Bay, on the 28th day of Adar. Okay, this is the next, or not, one of the dates in Megillus Tainis. On the 28th day of Adar, Osos Besurta Tov to Liudoi, a good news came to the Jews, the Lo Yidun Mioraisa, that they won't have to separate themselves from the Torah. Shigozra Hamalchus Gzeira, the Romans made a gzera, shlo yasku b'torah, v'shlo yamulu es b'nehem, v'shiyachalu shabosos. They made a gzera that they shouldn't be osik b'torah, they shouldn't have bris mila, and they have to be mechal Shabbos. Ma osu Yehuda ben Shamua v'chadeirav, so what did Yehuda ben Shamua and his friends do? Holchu v'notu eitzen matroniso acha shekol gedoli romi mitzuyin etzla. They went to a certain matron who was a very influential woman. All the gedoli romi were frequented her house, and they asked her an etzah what to do. She recognized these people. She knew what would make an impression on them. Omer lohem bo v'evginu b'alayim, make a havgana. Right? Come at night. At night it says that a person's cries are heard more. So come at night and make a havgana. Holchu v'evginu b'alayim, they went and they made a havgana at night, for Omru, I anachnu, vei to us. V'lo b'nei, Eishomayim. They from the heavens. Lo achichim anachnu. Aren't we brothers? They said to the Romans, right? We're Esav and Yaakov. Velo bnei av echad anachnu. Velo bnei emachas anachnu. Right? We're all the children of one father and one mother. And I think the Ben Yehoyada says, I think it's him, he says that what's it called, that these were against the three gzeros. The fact that we're brothers. Right, so Esav and Yaakov, so that's Mila. Right? Esav also had a bris Mila. And the fact that we're all the sons of one father, Yitzchak Avinu, that's of Brishmila. Let's see if that's how it works out. And Bnei Eim Achas, Rivka Imenu, was what's it called? Shomer Shabbos. She had a Ner Doluk Me Erev Shabbos La Erev Shabbos. And that leaves Torah, that's Achim Anachnu. We're both brothers, Yaakov and Esav, and what's it called? We both got the Torah from Yitzchak. So we're what you offered us, we share together all those things. Manishtaninu mikol uma v'loshon shatim gozer malenu gzeiros koshus. Why are we different than the other nation? You make these terrible gzeiros specifically against us. It's anything. You shouldn't make any of these gzeiros against us. We're brothers. Ubitlu, and they accepted it, and they were vatal gzeiros. But also hayom asu yontif. And that day, the 28th day of Adar, they made a yontif. The isol kadaitich bottle megillus tainis komaisa bottle achronaisa mosifit. And if you hold the Megillus Tainis as bottle, if the ones that originally existed, right, were bottle, and when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, how do you make new ones? And if you'll tell me, no, this happened in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was kayim, it's impossible. So Yehuda ben Shemua, because it was in the time of Yehuda ben Shemua. Talmido she Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Boser Hachi Havi. And Rabbi Meir was way after Churban Beis HaMikdash, Disnan. The Mishnah says clearly, Kli Zechuchi Shed Nikvu, the Heitik L'Tochen Eiver. You have a glass Kli that got a hole in it. And you filled up the hole with lead. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said the following, Yehuda ben Shemua Metame. Yehuda ben Shemua considers it that it came back to its regular tumah, and it's Tameh. We'll see, Rashi says two different pshatim how to learn this. We'll wait till we get to Rashi. Mikam and Mishum Reb Meir. And so Reb Yehuda ben Shemua said this halach in the name of Reb Meir. Obviously, he was a Talmud of Reb Meir. And Reb Meir was after Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Yehuda ben Shemua surely was after Churban Beis HaMikdash. So this Maisa must have happened after the Churban, not before the Churban. The Chachon imitar, and the Chachon say that it's Tahar. We'll see the Rashi to see what the case is. Rashi, the Eshim V'Timnya Bay Ba'Adar Koy, the Megillus Tainus. It's in the month of Adar, the 28th day of Adar, and this is recorded in Megillus Tainus. The Lo Yidu Min Araisa, Shlo Yitzarchu Natik Asher Min HaTorah. They made a yontif, they shouldn't have to detach themselves from the Torah in Shabbos, Bris Mila, and learning. If Ginu, Tzoaku B'Shukim V'Chofos, they went screaming in the Shukim, in the marketplaces, in the streets, they made a Hafganah. It doesn't say that they burnt the garbage cans, though. It just says they went screaming in the Shukim and Rehovos. They should hear the people who were responsible for making this gezeirah should hear and have rachmanis on them. Eishomayim, kolom l'man HaKadosh Baruch, for God's sake. That's what Eishomayim means. Rabbi Meir Boser Churban Havi, Kamadoros. A few generations after the Churban, Rabbi Meir came on the scene. The Hobi Meir Rabbi Yochum and Zakei Chorv HaBayis. I think this was destroyed in the generation of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Rabbi Lezer Talmido Hay. Rabbi Lezer was a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva Talmido Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Rabbi Lezer. Kedamrinam Bishil Hay Arba Miso. Right, as in the end of Arba Miso's Basin, it says over there that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Meir Talmido Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Meir was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. It's already a few generations after the Churban. Kedamrinam Perukama Deirukin. Whenever you find a Talmud who said, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Meir. This man, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, Talmud of Rabbi Meir Havi. This mission is going to prove that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Kli shchuche shenikvu, shenitmu v'nikvan l'tarim mitumasim. So the first shot Rashi says is like this. It's talking about a glass kli that became Tamei, and then got a hole, and because of the hole, it's no longer a clay, it's tar. Okay, so now it's tar. And a veroferish, you put lead, and it made the hole, stopped up the hole. Listomus anekim. Yehuda ben Shemua Matamei, Lomar, Shechazul Tumasun Yeshama. They go back to the original tumah. The Rabbanim were gozer on Kli Mateches, on Nekel Kalim, that if they were Tamei, and then they got a hole, or they got broken or something, and you remade them, that they become Tamei again, automatically. Right? We're not going to know now what the reason was. We learned it in Shabbos why they were gozer on Tuma Yishana, because they were afraid that if they weren't gozer, right, and remained tahor, people would break their kalim and make them tahor, and they would think that it's okay, and there's their kalim, that wouldn't help, because it didn't need mikveh, it needed what's it called, efer paraduma. Shayet, that metal kalim can become tamei and need hazos paraduma. Okay, in any case, whatever the reason is, they made such a gzera that if you remade the kli, it became tamei again automatically. Retroactively became tamei. Lomar shechazu tumas. So here, by glass kalim, they make that gzera. Only by metal kalim, not glass. Glass kalim, even though the reason that glass kalim are tamei is because they're like metal, because you can melt them down and whatever, but it's only tamei midrabanan, glass. Only metals are tamei min haTorah. Glass is not a material that's tamei min haTorah. So therefore, since only tamei midrabanan, they weren't gozer that tumah yishana. The afal pi shelo nagu shu b'tumah, right? By metal kalim, the halacha is that it goes back to its original tumah, even if there's no reason why it became tamei after you made it. It just goes back to its original tumah. The afal pi she'ein kli schuches chozen l'tumas yishana. Even though that halacha only applies to metal kalim, not glass kalim, shelo gozru chazoras tumah yishana ela b'kli matachos, hani nami hoel v'haver mamido k'kli matachos dami v'akol holich achra maimit. So the first pshat is, so why does this go back to its original tumah? Because since you closed up the hole with lead, and that's what makes the kli a kli, and that's metal, so the whole kli goes after the maimit. And it's considered now like a kli mateches. And therefore, the halacha of tumah yishana applies to it. Since what's holding it together is mateches, it has a din of kli mateches. And the chachamim on the tire, the ikro kli shluchesein. Because lamaisa, even though what's holding it together is metal, most of the kli is glass. So it has a din of a glass kli, not a metal kli. Below osni basar maimit. The rabbanon don't hold you go after what holds it together, you'll go after what the majority of the material is. Inyan acher, another shot in this, kli shluchis tahorin shenikvu v'hitilu l'tokan eiver. It's not talking about tumah yishana. It's talking about a regular glass kli that was tahor, and it got a hole. And you put, what's it called, lead to fill up the hole. Yehuda ben shamur metamen tumas kli matches deraisi im nogam bohen tumah. If now a tumah touches it, what happens to it? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says that it becomes tamei min haTorah because there's a din of kli mateches. Everything goes after the maimed. Since it's maimed the kli, now it has a din of kli mateches and it's tamei min haTorah. Da kol holich achra maimed. The chachon mitarim mitumas kli matches deoraisa ela mishum tumas kli schuches rabbanan. Problem with this pshat is it says mitarim and it's not really tar. According to this, it becomes tamei min rabbanan. But Gabi Tuma Daraisa, that's called Tahara. Right? This shot, the difficulty is that it says Metahari, and really it would be a Tumi Durabona. So now, if Tuma touches this Kli, according to Yehuda Ben Tema, it's Tumi Min HaTorah, Kedin Kli Tapnatechas. And according to the Rabbana, it's only Tumi Midrabona, and they call that Tahara. She'en Kli Matachos Tmeim Daraisa, Elo HaMenuyim B'Parsha HaZov, HaKesef, HaNechoshes, VaBarzel, but not, something is predominantly glass.